Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Ayin Hey of Masech Tischulun. Some of the topics we learned about include Moinim by Rishon V'Sheni. If an animal is slaughtered and a Ben Tes Chai was found in the womb, and before removing the fetus from the womb, the carcass of the mother was touched by an Ava Tumah, making it a Rishon L'Tumah, it's a Machlekes. Whether its fetus is considered a separate entity and it's only Tumah because it touched the mother, which makes it a Sheni L'Tumah, or if it is considered part of the mother and it's also a Rishon L'Tumah. Hechsher. Food becomes susceptible to tumma after it comes into contact with liquid. Metama tumas eichlin, whether a live ben pekua is susceptible to the tumma of foods. Dagim me'imasai makablin tumma, from when are fish susceptible to tumma? The Gemara inquires, noldu bedagim simoni trefa, whether fish are susceptible to tumma after they develop signs of a trefa defect. This may depend on whether trefa chaya, a trefa can survive or not. Hatila nefel, if an animal miscarried, whether one is liable karas for its chalif. If someone slaughters a trefa and finds a live, full-term fetus, whether it is permitted if the ben tes chai itself is slaughtered. Hifras al gabi karka, whether the fetus requires shechita midrabanan after it walks on the ground.